Hi, RT, this is Steve.
Hey Steve, Mike here with Huff and Mazer. How you doing?
Hey, good, Mike. How are you?
Well, not too bad. Long time. I just spoke to Tony today, and he told me that you should be in the office in the afternoon. So, how's the day coming along?
Good, good. It's month end. We're still scrambling to get everything out here. But today's going good. Yeah.
All right,
So
great. Are
how are
you still in the
you doing?
office? Sorry?
Yeah, I'm still in the office. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. What did you just ask? I'm sorry.
I said, how are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing very well. In fact, we just rolled out the pre-beta version of the application a few days ago, and my billing team was actually telling me about this last payment that you sent me the wire screenshot for, and they mentioned that they've not they cannot find a trace of the transaction. I think I did send you a text message as well the other day. Did you get a
That
chance to?
money left our account on that day.
Okay.
We
Well,
have not seen that money since.
okay. So there could be two scenarios here. Either it's stuck in the clearinghouse for some reason, right, that I'm not too sure of whether how this works, or this may have kind of reflected back into your account if the transaction could not go through. Is there a way
We
you could
know it has
contact
not.
UConn?
Yep, I'll look in our bank again, but we know it has not come back into our account because we reconcile our checking accounts every day.
Oh, I see. Okay, then it cannot be the letter. Okay, so it may be just stuck with the clearinghouse because we don't have a trace of that as well. So what you could do is, I mean, when you make a wire transfer, you do get an email back from your bank, right?
I get a confirm that the money has left my account, and I forwarded that confirm to you.
And do you get an email as well?
No, I just get that confirm.
Okay. Well, if you could just follow up with your bank, that'd be great. We're trying to trace this at our end as well. If your bank info.
I send out 20 wires a day. There's no reason that you should not have that wire. Or that money.
Right. I mean, yeah.
I have
I mean,
never had
that's
this
weird.
problem before, so yeah. So we got to get past this.
Of course, yes. So, could you check with your bank and see if they have any traces?
I will. I will. I
Okay.
will.
Yeah.
I'll trace it back and let you know.
Yes, please. Yeah, I appreciate it. Just keep me posted if you hear back from your bank about anything. All right?
Okay. All right. Perfect.
All right, then, Steve. We
How's
look at that.
everything else going? Are we going to be able to have this thing up and loaded so people can download it by the
Yeah,
trade show here?
I just spoke to Tony about this, and we had a meeting yesterday about the same matter. And yes, we will be able to release the application by 15th of September in a link format, whereby say a couple things, the notifications and the chats are not going to be functional, like fully functional, but otherwise, except that the core feature set of the application will be fully functional. Everyone will be able to download the application using the link. Or even the QR scan,
Okay.
if you like that better, we'll provide that to you, and you will be able to present this application in the exhibition that Tony plans to attend in September.
Would love to, yeah, and the QR scan makes a lot of sense too. And then what do we need to do to get the chat app working in there?
Well, it's just
What
about the
needs to
time.
be done on that?
Yeah, it's just about the time. Actually, we added the Spanish feature. So we were going by the first initial timeline that I gave you for 130 days on the initial project document. And so Tony was asking me, I mean, why is it not completed? Or we were supposed to complete it within 130 days, but then there was some delay with the data coming in as well. The data that we need to load on the application. And that's kind of the core of the main feature set we have about the bid and the orders going through. Because if there's no data structure at the back end, there's no database, then we cannot kind of align all the pieces together with the main feature of the bid and the order process. And then we added the packaging slip as well. So of course the initial timeline did change. and we were supposed to roll out the final beta sometime in September 25th, but since Tony said he wanted to have it a little earlier, so we decided that we could leave out a couple features for things that would not really matter.
Add them later. Yeah.
Exactly, and then cover the rest of it in the next 10 days. We're still on timeline. We're still within the deadline. We'll get it to you within the month of September. And for Tony, yes, we will have a comprehensive build ready for him to showcase in the exhibition as well.
That's great. And then I'm just confused on the chat room. Isn't that like just a program that we purchase and isn't that just a plug and play?
Well, not really. We'd have to create a group chat messaging module. I mean, it doesn't work like a website. With a website, you could do that. Even with a chat, you could. But then you'd have like a monthly expense going on for no reason, right? So since we do custom applications, and the idea is that the chat should function according to how you want it. For example, you should be able to send out media. You should be able to tag people, just like we discussed it. The admins should be able to control the chats. All those are custom features, and it's highly rare that we find all of that just according to your requirements within a pre-made product.
Okay. We can still work on that. Yeah, the important thing for us is we're going to this trade show. Mm-hmm. We need people to be able to download through a QR code so we have their information, and then we can keep updating them of the app and the changes that we're making as we move forward.
Right,
yes.
So you need your...
Yeah.
You will be able to plug in their email, their contact information, just how you sign up any profile, right? It's just that, and then when the build goes live on the app stores, the Apple Developer Store and the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, that's when we'll push out more like a release to them, like an update, and they will get a notification asking them to update the application from the App Store. And that's how they'll be on track with the latest release we send out in the month of towards the end of September.
So they won't be able to download the app on like I have on my phone from
they
the
will.
Booth.
They will. It's
they
just,
will.
They wouldn't be able to do it from the app stores. I mean, that's a different thing. They will be able to do it using a QR code or a offline link, just like we send it to you, just like you did the app download last time. That's exactly how everyone in your trade show is going to be able to download the application as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to check it with my bank again on this. And, I get, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's a different phone number, but I get like 20 or 30 spam calls a day. If I don't have you in my contacts, I'm not going to answer. So if you leave me a voicemail, I'll call you right back.
Well, I did send a text message though, but I'll send you a text message again, and if you could just save my number, that'd be great. So that would be a better connection. All right.
Perfect. All right, and you should but you should have that money. Never did come back.
Okay, so. Just keep me posted. I mean, if you hear back from your bank, and I'd appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay. All right, thank you, Steve. We'll let you go. All right, enjoy the rest of the day.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.